Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, September 19th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We sit before our home computer today, looking out on another beautiful fall-like day. Consider it a joy to share a word that we hope will encourage you. Today's message is titled, Only One Thing is Needed. The scripture text is from Luke 10, verse 42.
You are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed.
Here in the United States, we're in the midst of a very heated and contentious political race, something we must endure every 4 years when a president is elected. The race underscores the deep ideological divisions in our country. There's so much to be distressed about: the troubled economy, the increasing abandonment of biblical values, the irreverent scorn toward people of biblical faith, and many other issues. I will admit that I have a really hard time appropriating the truth in today's daily encouragement. Last night I slept poorly and was, quote, worried and upset by many things, end quote, because I failed to really focus on the one thing needed. Well, I must say, instead I was reading up on the news and current events. I'm sure there are a good many readers who identify with me on this matter.
Well, all through life, we continue to overcome. And in our case, an ongoing issue is keeping our focus on the Lord. One of the very first scriptures that Stephen committed to memory while he was still in high school, and he shared it with me in college, so it became one of my scripture verses to memorize, was from Isaiah 26:3. I hope you know this verse, and if you don't, it's really worthwhile memorizing yourself. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. And of course, we memorize it in King James in those days, and you may want to learn it in a newer version if you haven't memorized it already.
Well, the focus there, of course, is whose mind is stayed on thee, at least pertaining to that part of the verse that means so much to me and I struggle with. Well, it's interesting how many times we find the phrase one thing in the Bible. The psalmist testified in Psalm 27, verse 4, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after. The rich young ruler heard this message from Jesus. One thing you lack, in Mark 10:21. Paul exclaimed in the Philippians 3:13, but one thing I do. And finally, Peter wrote, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day.
Today we find perspective from the words of our Lord recorded in Luke 10:42. Again, he says to Martha, Mary. No, it was Martha. That's right.
He said it to Martha. In fact, he said, Martha, Martha, significantly.
You are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Now, we already said who he said it to, but many of our readers recognize this familiar portion of Scripture where Jesus uttered these words to Martha in a very specific circumstance. But we feel that they have a timeless value when applied to any situation that worries or upsets us. It's a message that expresses the heart of God to all His children. Just consider the many things that worry and upset us. We've already mentioned some above that we all may share together. Probably you too can identify some specifics in your own life today. It might be a child, your marriage, the state of our nation, world conditions, terrorism, something or someone at your workplace, a medical problem. Of course, the list goes on and on.
But one thing is needed. More specifically, quoting the verse, but only one thing is needed. I think we all know what that is. As we seek first God's kingdom and His righteousness, He will take care of, and you can fill in the blank, that which otherwise robs us of the peace that He has to give, He wants to give. God loves us and wants our complete devotion. Let's give it to Him.
Let us all pray together. Father, the perfect peace that you grant to the believer comes when our hearts and minds are one with yours. Though we cannot avoid the strife around us, we can experience wonderful peace in our hearts as we meditate upon your holy word, which is the one thing you ask of us. Full devotion to you makes our spirits steady, trusting, and secure. You are the unchangeable God in a changeable society. So we hold on to your steady, all-powerful hand in the ups and downs of life. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today for our daily message. We do have a suggested song up. A song I periodically use that I like a lot called Knowing You. It begins with, "All I once held dear," and it really reminds us of that which is of most importance, that one thing we need. Thank you for joining us today. We do have a phone call here from our daughter, and we're not going to read this over again. Brooksina, step out and take the call. What a joy it is to serve the Lord today. And as I mentioned, this particular message is one that I particularly struggle with. I'm sure I shared similar sentiments early in my walk with Christ, and it can be discouraging that at 53 years of age, I haven't conquered it, but I know I'm not alone. It's an ongoing matter of an active living trust in the Lord. May God help us all to focus today on that one thing that we need, and that is a steadfast trust in the Lord. Our website, by the way, is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we prepared for Friday, September 19th, 2008. Blessings to each one of our listeners today.